Good morning, folks. It is your host, Matt Morgan, and you are listening to another episode of Car Musings. Hey, I just want to let you know, for the starting today, I'm just going to let you know, for my avid listeners, I'm going to be cleaning up my portfolio. So, I'm basically going to be removing all those shows that, frankly, didn't get any ground. I want to remove all those because there's really no point in hanging on to those episodes and occupying those slots from potential creators and everything else. So if you notice our website and you notice that a bunch of the shows are gone, just so you know, they were very minimal, very few episodes. I'm basically cleaning up house because, you know, moving forward, you got to get rid of the old that's not doing anything and move forward with some good. Anyways, all that aside, hey, I'm your host, Matt Morgan, and how's your integrity today? Are you keeping your integrity in check? Are you doing the right thing? That is the question. That's all I always ask. I want to know, because I'll tell you, it's contagious. It's like a domino effect. All you got to do is just set the example. Set the example. And you set the example, and you influence others to do good. So, just say it. Just do the right thing. Yeah, all that aside, trying to figure out what people are doing here on the wrong side of the road. Okay, so I'm going to clean that up. So, if you're wondering, you know, I've taken stock on a few things, and I guess it's because you really got to be careful about your digital footprint. From my experience, you got to be careful about your digital footprint. Because that comes into question sometimes. And if you don't clean it up and maintain it and protect it, you know, it really, really, really could come back and haunt you. So that's why I decided to do that. I had a really surprising interview yesterday, which was good. And I'm gonna say this. You know how I probably mentioned in other episodes that, you know, figuring I've been blacklisted and badmouthed and everything else. I had probably the most perfect interview yesterday that if I don't get a call back, something is definitely hinky. I will tell you that. I don't know of a better candidate for this particular position than me. Not to toot my own horn, but the professional and associations and blah, 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 blah that I've had in my experiences over the years just basically connect the dots as to my credibility. And I mean, I know there's some of you out there that, you know the man behind the mask, so to speak. So you can basically attest to my credibility. The kind of person I am and the cut of my jib, as they say. But interestingly enough, yeah, it was a really good experience, really good opportunity, a really good interview. And I'm excited for the possibilities of the future. We're basically coming around the bend and we're heading home stretch. We're finally getting closer to something stable, something good, something, you know, I think we weathered the storm and got through all the bullshit. So this is good. This is good. We're on the other side of things, my friends, on the other side of things. I'm excited to share that with you that, you know, you don't have to hear me bitch about it, but I still need your support. I do. I still need you to share our shows and tell people about us and financial contributions to help the running of the show. Be greatly appreciated. Please, by all means, a couple dollars or a couple kind words or a couple shares. It goes a long way overall. So just do what you can to assist us. We very much appreciate that. It does go a long way in the greater scheme of things. It's just, you know, it's the least we could ask for hours of entertainment, information, and everything else, all that exciting stuff. Because, you know, it's off the cuff. I understand Car Musings is pretty much just, you know, random musings. But still, you know, I don't see everybody else making the effort. But at the same time, I think with my next chapter in life being low key like this, we don't advertise our advertisements through you kind listeners, you folks that tune in to our episodes. So we're here for the minority, majority, whatever, and we try to make a difference in this world. That's our goal. That's our goal. Give back. Give back, make a difference. Try to at least make a difference. So that's us. But anyways, all that aside, I hope everybody's life is going well in their neck of the woods. So I hope everybody is weathering their own storms, so to speak. It's not easy. I will agree, it's not easy. It isn't. The world's changed into an interesting, weird place, and we all have to look at the world through different lenses. And it's not the same world we had 10 years ago. And it's just weird to actually think that we're at where we're at now in the world. Like, it's just hard to comprehend. For me, it's not too hard because of my generation. We grew up during the Cold War. So we grew up during interesting experience of our own. So that's familiar, like kind of familiar for us. But it's the fact that we have, I don't know, a whole different set of situations now. For instance, us in Canada, we have the situation that we no longer have friends to the south, and it's really going to test the cut of our jib. It's really going to test the cut of who we are as Canadians. And I'd say it's kind of long overdue, putting a lot of reliance in something and in a country that could be turned overnight by a crazy man, which is kind of what happened. So, just like in real life, you really have to think about your associations. You really have to think about who you call friend. I mean, it's important to really, really do take stock on who you align yourself with, because you never know what can happen in the blink of an eye. I mean, and I'm speaking from my own experience. One day friends, another day foes. So I'm kind of understanding the whole global situation, especially when it revolves my beloved country of Canada. Interestingly enough, it's like, hey, Canada, I understand, but let's do something about this. So, yeah, it's been an interesting eye opener when I start hearing from a whole bunch of different corners of the room. There's this, there's that, there's blah 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 blah. It's kind of a surreal experience, a surreal kind of situation, and you sit back and you go, huh, interesting, interesting. Never thought we'd be here. Thought we'd be a little more advanced at this day and age, but okay. This is where we're at. This is where we're at, folks. This is where we're at. So, you just got to make the most of it. Make the most of it. Be prepared for it, and be vigilant. That's the biggest, best thing you could possibly do. That circus down south is just absolutely insane. It really is. Every single time I see more and more of this clown show, it's just incredible to think that this is like the situation that it is. You sit back and you go, okay, world leaders have done some really stupid things. Let's be honest. World leaders have done some really stupid things. But nothing has been as stupid as what's going on in the US right now. Absolutely the silliest, stupidest. I'm lost for words of how the states is being run, how the world is became this complete stupidity to the extent that it is. Like, just incredible. Just incredible. I don't even know what to say. I think I don't know if I'm more dumbfounded about the Americans that are still like, America, fuck yeah. Like, you know, you got that open mouth and complete disbelief. Like, you're like, are you that stupid? Hello? U.S., knock, knock. Are you that stupid to believe what this guy is putting out there and you're buying into it? Really, you're buying into this. You are 100% on board with this. All right. I don't know what to say. I am completely baffled. Flabbergasted, even. I can use a lot of other words, but yeah, completely flabbergasted. Don't know what to say. It's just completely baffling to think that, yeah, I mean, you can say that in everyday life. You can say that in your everyday routine. You can say that people you work with. You can say that in your family. You can say that with your friends. But on a bigger stage where millions of lives are affected, to witness all this stuff, it's like, yeah. I mean, I'm just completely baffled. But anyways, that's just my opinion. That's just my viewpoint on that. I just don't understand. So if I have any, Yanks listening, honestly, if you're drinking that Kool-Aid and if you're believing what you're hearing, you really, really should take a step back and say to yourself, huh, maybe we should take a second look at this. I mean, other countries always take a second look at their leaders. Take a second look at the situation and go, yes, I like it, don't like it, blah, 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 blah. But we don't just take it blindly. I mean, I'll admit, like, in Canada, for instance, our former Prime Minister Trudeau, Justin there, it's, you know, that was kind of our clown show. Unfortunately, it was a kid that was falling off his father's legacy. He wasn't a strong leader, and he exited just as weak as he came in, and as he led. Like, I'm sorry to say, but he's no Pierre Elliott Trudeau. He's just Justin Trudeau. And he walked away with a pop star. He abandoned his family and shit. Like, no moral compass, moral fiber there, in my opinion. So I don't know. We have somebody older in place now, Mark Carney. Let's see how well he does, especially during these turbulent times. Let's see how well he pulls it off. It's going to be interesting. It really is. It already is kind of interesting. Anyways, I am looking to maneuver myself to be part of that and contribute in the greater schemes. Forget about fucking playing around in the private sector. Forget about playing around in useless kiddie pools that, frankly, our small equation that will frankly be removed from any sort of position in the greater scheme of things only because of their own associations. So you really have to look at read the room, look at the greater scale of things and go, okay, where can I maneuver myself that's going to be of use on a greater scale? And then go with that direction. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Now, read between the lines. You'll figure it out. Some of you are smart enough to. Others, not so much, but it is what it is. But as I said at the beginning of this episode, I am going to be cleaning up my portfolio of all these little nowhere podcasts. I mean, as we all know, I'm really great at coming up with the ideas. I'm really good at getting them off the ground, but it has to have a certain momentum, I guess. This is why Car Musings has been fit in so well. And I guess it's really fit in so well because it's something that I don't have to spend hours of time on. It's very well maintained in the sense that maybe not in the professional audio quality that some people would like it, but for me, it's definitely something that's doable because of how I have the setup. And hey, there's enough of you to tune in anyway, so obviously the studio quality, lack of studio quality sound doesn't affect you. But hey, it works. It works. I can get off the wall improv, off the cuff, real thoughts out to you. And I think that's what a lot of people like. When I look at the numbers and I look at the people that tune in, I'm like, all right, well, obviously you want the real. You don't want the scripted. You don't want the bullshit. You don't want the fake. This is what you got at Car Music. This is what you got coming from Ad Morgan. That's how it is. That's how it is. And I'm glad to be here for you. I am. I'm glad to be here for you. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here for you, spiting, lack of financial assistance. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see. It might come to a crashing halt, only because, honestly, you got to think of your home front before you think of anything else. So I got to really think about the home front and make sure that's taken care of. And if the hit comes to the show, the hit comes to the show. But doesn't mean we're gone forever. You can always check out the madmorgan.com for more information. I will be back in some capacity if I do disappear for a while. But yeah. One day, who knows? I'm not saying I'm exiting right now. I'm just saying, unless the numbers start rolling in and the financial support starts rolling in, probably gonna have to call it quits. Also, life things. I might be put under a microscope, and I really have to think about my professional portfolio a little more. Probably be a little less of the fighting for change. Opinionated on stuff. Unfortunately, that's probably, I guess like anything, if you don't change your ways, you're going to get the same results. So, I'm thinking maybe I will just change the results by changing the way I go about doing stuff. Obviously, if it's not working, then you should change the equation. So, we'll see. We'll see. We'll figure it out. Either way, things are looking good. Things are looking good, so I just wanted to share that with you folks. But things are looking good, and I'm content. I'm content that there is better days ahead. As funny as it sounds, there is better days ahead. But yeah. Anyways, I had another interview yesterday, so I'm curious to see what the results are on that one. As I said, it was absolutely next level that. It would take a lot for somebody to freaking be able to trump me on that. And oh, I hate using that word now. I got to find a different word than Trump. I can't use that. I mean, just so you know, Trump is a euchre reference from a card game called Euchre. Okay, it has nothing to do with that carrot top freaking idiot down south. Trump has been a term, been around, and it's considered a word not associated with that moron. It is basically a standard word that I've always used because of playing euchre. Euchre is a great game, by the way. Look it up. It's fun to play. It's definitely shows you have a level of sophistication if you actually know the game. Just like crib and bridge and all that stuff like that. These are games that have been around for a while, but definitely worth learning. But yeah, I gotta think of a different word. I really do. But that's the context in which I mean it in, just in case you're wondering. It's probably where he stole the name from. I don't know if that's his actual family name. I think it's bullshit, but hey, what do I know? Anyway, some changes coming down the pipe, just so you know, prepare for yourself. Changes coming down the pipe, which are good. This is good stuff. This is going to be a good year. Moving forward, I can see the direction this is going to go in. And I'm excited. I really am. I am really, really excited with things. So you should be too, because I'll come back in one capacity or another if I do step away from the mic for a while, just so you know. Anyways, I'm going to wrap today's show up. I got to figure out whether or not I'm going to get a few more Z's after doing my daddy duties this morning, or if I'm going to stay up and get a jump start on the day. I still haven't decided yet. Still haven't decided which way I'm going to go. Because I know I'll be dragging my ass later if I don't get back to sleep. I might be dragging my ass, but I wouldn't mind getting a start on a few other areas that I wanted to tackle. But then I got to do some other things that require me to have sleep. Yeah, it's one of those debates, right? Did I get enough sleep and should I start the day at this point? But, anyways, either way, thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Car Musings. I am your host, Matt Morgan. I hope you have an amazing day going forward with whatever you're doing. Remember, things can get better. You just got to persevere. You just got to push through. And, you know, I dare say in today's day and age, watch your six. It's sad to say that we haven't evolved yet as a species and as a society that we still have to say watch your six. But I'm hopeful that eventually we'll figure it out. We will figure it out. We will get it right. And humankind will learn to actually be, you know, considerate to each other eventually. Anyways, I'm signing off. Keep your integrity in check. Have a good one. I'll see you next episode. Bye for now.